In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When I was growing up, you had movies, and sometimes you had sequels to those movies. The best example from my childhood was the original Star Wars trilogy. In 1977, we got Star Wars, which told the story of a young kid from the sticks who undertook a quest to right the wrongs done to his family by the evil Darth Vader and his minions, and to save a princess from his clutches. Then we got The Empire Strikes Back, which told the story of what became of all the characters that we'd learned to love and hate in the first movie. And then finally, in 1983, we got Return of the Jedi, when Luke finally becomes a Jedi Knight, and Princess Leia finally gets together with Han Solo rather than Luke, which turns out to be rather a good decision for all of them for all kinds of reasons. But in the past couple decades, we've experienced a third kind of movie, and that is the prequel, a term which actually goes back decades but was not made popular until the three Star Wars prequels, which tell the story of the generation before Luke and Leia. And if you haven't seen these, rush right out and rent the original trilogy instead. But the desire to know what came before is as old as the hills, going back all the way to the ancient Greeks. And the reason prequels are as old as the hills is that we all come from somewhere. We know that our actions have preceding motivations. No one looks up from his computer at 10:30 on a Tuesday and says, "I think I'll have a bran muffin," for no good reason. He does so because he's hungry, or because he caught the scent of baking muffins wafting from the cafe across the street, or maybe because he thinks he deserves a muffin, because he was so good yesterday at sticking to his low-carb diet, and he deserves to splurge a little, and anyway, bran muffins have a lot of fiber. Everything we do, in a sense, has a prequel. Today, on this second Sunday in Advent, we get a prequel. Now, this is not the Christmas prequel. We'll get that in 2 weeks. Today, in the Gospel of Mark, we get what one might call the Mission of Christ prequel. And in this Mission of Christ prequel, Mark does two things simultaneously. One is quite new. In the very first verse, Mark is essentially saying, this is the beginning of something new that God is doing in the world. When Mark was writing, no one had ever heard of a gospel before. So he was creating a new genre of literature. In saying the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Mark is telling the people that, quote, this Jesus is the Messiah for whom we have waited, and he is God's very Son, as close to God as we are to ourselves. God does new things in the world, and he did it in Mark's lifetime 2,000 years ago. But as soon as Mark utters that first sentence about the gospel of Jesus Christ, he immediately proceeds to talk about someone else entirely, John the Baptist. And that actually doesn't sound all that strange to our ears, because we all want to know what came before. Of course, the entirety of the Old Testament is essentially about what came before. But today we get in Mark what it was or who it was that came immediately before. Mark doesn't talk about Christ's relationship with God the Father, as John the Evangelist does at the start of his gospel. He doesn't talk about his relationship with his earthly father, Joseph, like Matthew does, or his family relationships on his mother's side, like Luke does. Mark talks about this Elijah-like figure who appears in the wilderness wearing camel hair and eating locusts and wild honey, and who is, in a sense, the final Old Testament prophet, John the Baptist. John is doing the work on which Jesus will build. John is setting the stage for Christ's ministry of healing and teaching and reconciliation. Mark knew very well indeed that no one had ever embodied God's desire to heal the world in such a way as Jesus of Nazareth. But Mark also knew and tells us that the work of repentance and hope and new beginnings didn't start with Jesus. John was doing it before him and for him, that the ground might be prepared for Christ's ministry. The ministry of John the Baptist was the prequel of the ministry of Jesus himself. But just as the work of Christ didn't spring fully formed out of nowhere, it also didn't end with him on Calvary at his crucifixion. And if John was the prequel, then all of us are the sequel. 16 chapters later, at the very end of the gospel whose beginning we read this morning, John tells us that that sequel is us. Jesus says to his followers in verse 15 of the final chapter of Mark, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation." In other words, share the love that you have received from God and known in Jesus with all of creation, not just your family or your friends or even your species, but all of creation. Just like Jesus, we have come from somewhere, and we are going somewhere. A place we hear described in today's epistle reading from 2 Peter as, quote, "a new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home." John the Baptist paved the way. Jesus showed us the way and is the way. And we are sojourners traveling that path, giving thanks for those who have gone before, and God willing, preparing the ground for those who will come after, looking toward that new earth where righteousness is at home. Amen.